You're listening to SBS News.
Russia's government gave Instagram users in the country until Monday, March the 14th, to transfer all their photos and videos to other platforms, after already blocking access to Facebook and Twitter last week. Russian authorities say the decision comes after Meta, Instagram's parent company, allowed what they described as hateful comments towards Russian soldiers, and because it allowed the spread of misinformation. Svetlana Petrenko is a spokeswoman for the Investigative Committee of Russia.
Investigative Committee of Russia has opened a criminal case due to unlawful calls for murder and violence against Russian citizens on the part of the Meta company employees. Meta spokesperson Andy Stone informed of lifting a ban on calling for violence against the Russian military personnel, naming it a form of political self-expression.
But Meta says the decision is a strategic move from the Kremlin to suppress information and dissent. A statement from Meta Global Affairs President Nick Clegg said soon millions of ordinary Russians will find themselves cut off from reliable information, deprived of their everyday ways of connecting with friends and family, and silenced from speaking out. Head of Instagram Adam Mosseri says Meta has set up encrypted private chats for Russian and Ukrainian citizens.
The Russian government has decided to block Instagram in Russia, cutting off millions of people from loved ones and friends around the world. We know that over 80% of people in Russia on Instagram follow an account from outside of Russia. The situation is terrifying, and we're trying to do all that we can to help keep people safe. We've made encrypted chats available to everyone in Ukraine and Russia. We've encouraged everyone in the region to make their accounts private, and we've made it so that you cannot see who another account follows for safety reasons. We've also pledged $15 million to humanitarian efforts, and we've seen 750,000 people on the platform raise over $30 million for similar efforts.
These are among several features Meta has implemented in Ukraine and Russia, including the ability for people to lock their Facebook profile, removing the ability to view and search friends lists, and additional tools on Messenger. Even before the Instagram ban, protesting in Russia was extremely dangerous for citizens. Over 13,000 protesters have been arrested across 147 Russian cities, facing up to 15 years in jail since Russia invaded Ukraine 2 weeks ago. Videos have shown Russian police seizing protesters' phones, looking through their messages, and then arresting them. Russian citizen Albina says she's worried about the new measures.
I use Instagram, Telegram.
I'm concerned. I'm using Instagram, Telegram, and that's all. I don't even have a phone right now, so I'm only using Instagram. I said goodbye to WhatsApp when my phone was gone, so I don't care about it much, but I care about Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and the applications I produce music with. But by the way, the subscriptions there are in dollars, so I forgot about them too, for now.
Moscow resident Pavel is also concerned about his freedom.
My attitude is negative. We support the freedom of information, the freedom in any form.
There's a sinister precedent for when authoritarian regimes have shut off their civilian population from social media. The hashtag What is Happening in Myanmar began trending last year when the Burmese military undertook a military coup and blocked citizens from Facebook. Myanmar researcher Miss Mani Mong from the Human Rights Watch says internet shutdowns can lead to catastrophic circumstances not only for citizens but for humanitarian aid workers trying to provide support.
It's preventing people from being able to communicate, being able to organise, but this is really affecting the hip pocket too. You know, people haven't been able to send digital payments to each other or contact friends and relatives to see if they're alive. We suspect that there's some rough estimates of about 12,000 people who've been killed overall in Myanmar, but the verified numbers are about 1,600. So as you can see, part of these shutdowns really make it difficult for us to document human rights violations and get credible data.
Myanmar's military government's justification for the ban was similar to what the Russian Federation is saying now. The Ministry of Communications and Information said Facebook was blocked because users were spreading fake news and misinformation and causing misunderstanding. Ms. Mong says there are clear parallels with the efforts of the Kremlin now.
It's interesting seeing this playing out in Russia now, where they're switching off Instagram. I mean, obviously what's going on there is a propaganda war, and the Russian government doesn't want its civilians to understand or know what's going on or to be able to find out what's happening. If it's used in a similar way that Facebook was used in Myanmar, you know, people correlated Facebook as being the internet, and that was how they primarily sought out their information.
Since the Myanmar military shut down the internet there, Human Rights Watch says they have committed crimes against humanity against the civilian population, including torture, severe deprivation of liberty, enforced disappearances, rape and other sexual abuse, and inhumane treatment. Between February and November 2021, the Burmese police and military killed at least 1,200 protesters and bystanders, including 75 children, and have detained over 8,700 government officials, activists, journalists, and civil servants. Dissenting Russians, now in the dark, will hope they don't await a similar fate. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.